So we have been in our Salt and Light series on the Holy Spirit and spiritual gifts. Salt representing the flavor that the Holy Spirit adds into our lives, and light the spiritual gifts that as we exercise those gifts, edify and exhort the body of Christ, we are enabled and equipped to be a light in our community. So we had two remaining gifts we didn't quite talk about when we look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 12 passage. And that is tongues and the interpretation of tongues and prophecy. Well, I'm not actually going to stay on those very long at all this morning. So basically, I'm going to give you this. See, did you see that? This, my clicker's just being a little stubborn today. There we go, prophecy. So in the Old Testament, the prophets were God's mouthpiece, and it was the era of God's judgment and the law. In the New Testament, we have the Holy Spirit present within us who speaks to us and we hear his voice. And the prophetic word is often done in grace, right? So we hear words of encouragement, words of edification. And we talked last week that the purpose is to declare the purposes of God. And then, sorry, that next slide, please. Oh, I think there was the tongues one. Maybe it went back to the beginning. There we go. Tongues and the interpretation. So we know that tongues is a heavenly language that is given for exhorting. In this case, it's about exhorting others. So we talk about the gift of tongues as a personal prayer language, right? So we've discussed that, that is something where our heart is crying out to the Lord. This is a heavenly language for exhorting others, but that's because it's paired with an interpretation. Because if you stand up in a service and you speak a word in tongues and there's no interpretation, it doesn't edify or exhort anybody, correct? Because nobody knows what was said. It's just like if you go to another country and somebody speaks to you in a foreign language that you don't understand, it's no benefit to you. They could be saying, "Watch for the piano that's falling off the balcony," and you wouldn't know. So it comes with the interpretation, and the purpose is to edify the church and glorify God. Well, the reason we're not resting here this morning is not because we want to minimize these gifts or say that they're not as important as the others, because knowing about them can bring clarity and a sense of purpose. If we understand what gift is in action, we can go, okay, I've heard about this, I understand what all of that means. The bottom line is when it comes to spirituals, not everything can be explained, right? That's why they're called spirituals. They're gifts from the Holy Spirit. And so not always every part of them can be explained. The bottom line, though, is if we want the Holy Spirit, if we want these gifts present in our lives, it comes from a place of pursuing God. So we can get all bogged down in the details of the gifts. We can get all bogged down in whether or not I have this gift, I've used that gift, or I want this gift, or I don't feel like I have any gifts, and all of those things. But all of these things are exercised out of a place of pursuing God. So if you're here this morning and you would say any of those things, like, well, I don't think I have any gifts, or I don't think the Holy Spirit uses me, my challenge to you this morning is to start at the place of pursuing relationship with God. We talked about that last week, about not pursuing the gifts, but pursuing the giver. James 1:17 says this. I'm gonna let the back go. Yeah, thank you. Every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. So the gifts come down from Heavenly Father. They're not conjured up within ourselves. They come from the Lord. So then it makes sense that we would pursue God to see these gifts active in our lives. And I have a picture here of a family member. Some of you know him. Yeah. This is our little furry friend, Copper. And we love him dearly. And one of the things we've done, especially when we lived in Calgary and it was too cold to get him out for walks, because you can see he doesn't have a lot of fur, is that I would play hide and seek with him. So I would run through the house, I'd have a treat in my hand, and I'd hide somewhere, and I'd wait for him to come find me. And he would come running through the house and sniffing and whatever. And sometimes he'd get a little misdirected and off in another direction, so I'd make some weird noise or whatever to say, hey, I'm over here. And he would come find me, and when he did, because this is Copper, he was like, woo, you're here. You know, he'd jump all over the place, excited, and lick me and get the treat. I'd grab another treat, and we would do all of this again. And to me, when I think of that, it's like our pursuit of God. So often we say, God is not present. He's not here. He's distant. But I believe he's, and I've felt this being spoken to me when we were away at the conference about pursuit of him, because I thought, God, then why do you hide? Like, that seems so cruel, right? It seems like a game. And yet, when I liken it to this little thing I have going on with Copper, I'm not hiding from him to cause him grief. I'm not hiding from him to be malicious. I'm hiding from him so that he can find me. And there's that wonderful joy in the finding. And I think about, can you imagine if he just gave up? You know, like if he's looking through the house, he's like, well, I don't know where she is, so 10 seconds later, I'm done. And I think, how often do we do that in our relationship with God? Well, I'm going to pursue the giver. I'm going to pursue him because I know the gifts will be exercised in my life when I pursue him. But you know what? I've done it for like 10 minutes now. Nothing. I'm done. Right? How sad. How sad. I mean, I'd be in a hiding spot forever if he did that. Instead, he's relentless. And the other thing is when he would go to another area of the house, when he'd go the wrong way, I wasn't leaving him hanging. I wasn't saying, well, he's never going to find me. I'd give him the little clues. I'd make a little noise. And I believe that God does that with us. But so often we don't tune our hearts or our ears to hear. We go 10 minutes in and we go, well, he's not speaking. I'm done. He's not here. I'm giving up. And I believe today that as we talk about the spiritual gifts, that the best place for us to end this series today is in pursuit of God, to relentlessly pursue him, to tune our voices for that little clue that he's giving us to say, I'm here. I'm present. I want to release my gifts in you. I want to see you be fruitful in the body of Christ and edifying one another and exhorting one another. And so that's a little why we flip things around. Acts chapter 17, 26 to 27 says, and he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwelling, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us. That is a promise this morning. Some of you have been wrestling. Some of you have been saying, God is distant. God doesn't care. I've cried out. I've sought him. He's not there. Can I encourage you to take this promise to heart? He is not far from each of us. And as we continue in worship, I'm going to invite the worship team to come, to tune your ear and listen for where God's saying, I'm right here, seek me, seek me. I'm right here, keep going, keep going. Because he is a loving father. He is not distant. He is not removing himself because he does not love us. He is looking for the joy of the reunion, that joy when you come together and say, yes, I'm right here. You knew it, or I knew all along you would find me. So would you stand with me? And as we continue in worship together this morning, let's understand who it is we're seeking. As we listen to these words of the song, let's understand the truth of who it is we are seeking. He is the giver of every good and perfect gift. He is the one who loves us and wants to see us be fruitful in our lives. Amen? Amen. And then I'll come and close the service after we're done. In Hebrews chapter 11, it says this, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. You know, I think of this little game I play with our dog, and when it's all said and done, we sit together on the couch and he snuggles in and I snuggle in. It's what the Father wants for us this morning. To be found by you. He longs to be found by you. He enjoys that seeking and that finding and that joy that comes, and then he just gathers you in and says, let's just stay here a while. But I know, and I don't want to diminish that for some of you, the struggle is real, right? I feel like I'm doing everything, and I just don't feel like we're connecting.
If that's you this morning, I want to pray for you. Is there anyone here like that who would just say, you know what, I just need prayer. I've been seeking God, and I feel like I've been seeking Him with all my heart, but I'm getting discouraged on that journey. Is there anyone like that that I can pray with you this morning? Pray for this individual who acknowledged that that's a difficult place to be. Lord God, I pray that you would encourage them in this seeking. Lord, I pray that you would reward their diligent seeking. Lord, I pray that you would remove any barriers that the enemy has placed there that has kept them from hearing your voice calling. Lord, sometimes as we're pursuing you, there can be so many other things going on and we miss those little clues you're giving us to notify us that you're here. God, I pray that you would remove those in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray even today as this person here in worship has sought you in faith, Lord, that they would have indication today that you are there and that they would find you exactly where they need to find you, Lord God, that you would encourage them with your word, Lord, that you would just gather them and love on them, Lord God. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who longs to be in relationship with us. This isn't about a list of rules or, you know, we don't find him because we don't seek him hard enough. No, God, it's about your longing to be in relationship with us. God, I pray that we would truly grasp that. God, that we would hunger and thirst so desperately for your presence, God, that nothing would stop us on a day-to-day basis from seeking you. God, that we would no longer put you on the back burner to all the other things we have going on, but God, we would pursue you. And God, I pray as each one of us individually pursue you, Lord, that you would pour out your Holy Spirit fresh in you on us. God, that you would release giftings that have never before been exercised through individuals here, Lord God, that there would just be a pouring out, God, and that we would be filled with the knowledge of your presence, God, and with your precious Spirit. Lord, that we would find times of refreshing that can only come from your presence today. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. God, we thank you that you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. And Lord, that you are a good, good Father. Praise you, Jesus, in your name. In your name. Well, word for somebody here. You are not forgotten. The Lord has not forgotten you. We thank you for your sweet presence. Lord, I pray for each and every person here, Lord, that you would just breathe new life into each one of us. Lord, as we go from here, Lord, that whole times of refreshing, God, I pray that each person here would be refreshed. Lord, this is what we want to take with us today. I think of that passage where it says, God, if your presence doesn't go with us, we don't want to move on from here. And Lord, we thank you that your presence does go with us. But God, would we be diligent in acknowledging your presence this coming week? God, we want to be a people who sit at your feet and who wait for you, who seek you passionately with all our hearts, first and foremost. God, it says in your word, if we seek you, that everything else will be added. Lord God, everything else will come together. God, let our hearts be to seek you. God, not just this morning, but every day. Thank you for this. God, we thank you that you are a God who can be found. In your name. Amen. Okay, Dawn? Yeah.
He's so good. The Lord's just been stirring something in my heart for a while this morning. And I have a question. Are there any barefooters in here? Who loves to just take those shoes off and walk and feel the ground? I remember walking on the beach in Hawaii and I was barefoot and I felt like I had never been closer to God in my whole life. And he said, yeah, when you're barefoot, you can feel me. I'm right here next to you. But then you put your shoes on and that's the things of the world. And you actually think about it right now. Can you feel the ground underneath you? Do you pay attention to the rocks and the shifts in the sand and the changes in the cement when you've got your shoes on? Or do you just kind of walk past it and accept that it's there? Right? So sometimes we got to take our shoes off and feel his closeness. But even with our shoes on, he hasn't left. He's still there. And if you tune into it, you can feel those adjustments underneath you. He's there.
Do you receive that this morning, church? Did that witness with anyone as a word for you? Yeah. So God, may we take off those things, Lord God, shed the stuff of the world, Lord, that keeps us from really having an awareness of your presence, Lord. Let us not be crowded by those things, Lord God, but I pray that we would walk in an awareness all the time, Lord Jesus. We are done. But you don't have to be done. So I'm just going to let the worship team play a little longer. And if you need to go, feel free to exit. I'm going to head down to the prayer room. But, you know, I love that story in Luke chapter 2 where Jesus went to the house of the Lord to teach all the priests, and it says he lingered there. And so this morning, if you just need to linger for a little while in the presence of the Lord and just listen for his voice, you're free to do that. If you're somebody who needs to go, just for the next 5 or 10 minutes, just be sensitive and maybe not have loud visiting conversations at the back. Maybe drift to the foyer. But we're going to officially dismiss, and you do what the Lord is prompting you to do in this moment. And I'll see you down in the prayer room, some of you at about 11:45.